From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Longtime Uzbek leader Islam Karimov has died. The Uzbekistan government and parliament announced the death of the president in a joint statement on Friday. The 78-year-old Karimov will be buried Saturday in his hometown of Samarkand. Karimov has been an authoritarian ruler of the Central Asian nation for more than a quarter of a century. He suppressed the opposition and had not designated a successor. James Nixie is the head of the Russia and Eurasia program at Chatham House. He says that Karimov's death sets off a struggle for power.
Now, if Mr. Karimov chose to anoint a successor, that would go some way to solving a problem. But once you're dead, you can't control things anymore. And therefore, again, the jockeying of power means that whoever Karimov nominated before he died doesn't necessarily get the job.
The human rights group Amnesty International said in a statement Friday that with the death of Karimov, Uzbekistan's repressive regime is not likely to change. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation has released 58 pages of documents from its investigation of Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's controversial use of a private email server during her time as Secretary of State. Last month, the FBI closed its year-long probe into whether Clinton and her aides had mishandled sensitive information that flowed through the private email server. FBI Director James Comey called Mrs. Clinton's actions extremely careless, but said that his agents had found no evidence of criminal wrongdoing. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.